better served not opening my fat mouth and actually making sure that was at the right volume. It was potted up all the way, and it was like so meek sounding. It was.
I think you did a good job.
Oh, do you?
My only concern right now is that it's confirmed there's
that
no
I'm gonna
Wi-Fi in here.
Kill the show too hard.
No.
I'm gonna be too good.
Worse than that, do we not have Wi-Fi in here?
We don't have Wi-Fi. We don't have Wi-Fi, as the French call it.
I feel like I'm half dead right now.
You know, I don't mind so much because it's not like I'm at home and I can look at porn and do those things. So Wi-Fi here brings me, what, faster email, maybe a little show prep, but we know we don't want to dabble in that crap.
John,
that stuff's kryptonite to Papa's basement. So no Wi-Fi in studios.
I totally understand that that's all you know internet for, but it's for so much more.
It really is. It really is. Like, if I'm on the internet and my pants are on, like, the internet's broken to me. I'm like, this isn't right. This isn't how this works. I've been around the block, and I know what I do with this, and this ain't it. I don't know, guys. Was there anything that happened in the news recently? Is there something we should be discussing? Don't stare at me like that. You're on the show, Howard.
I didn't want to go there, but just now when I was like, to guys, if you can't get to the... God, this is a bad tie-in. But like, if you can't get to the porn, it's broken to you. My friend was like, man, that one teacher that saved her class, she was so hot. I was like,
the Latina broad?
I'm not sure. I don't know what she looked like, but I was like, guys around the world are probably like thinking that. And they're like, this is their version of like the females, like, I don't know how to put it, but the best way I can put it is that Enrique Iglesias song, I Can Be Your Hero, Baby.
It's just called Hero, thank you very much. Please don't botch that.
So, yeah, that.
I own a CD maxi single, what? let's get the introductions out of the way, and then we can get this horror show rolling. You're listening to Papa's Basement. So far, so good on this intro. That was knocked out of the effing park. The show's website's in papasbasement.com, and you're like, why do I want to go there? Well, it's got old episodes of the show. It's got my writing.
The good days of the show.
So far, so good. You're like, who the hell is this talking? Why do I care about your writing? Well, I'm John Papagiorgio. It's I would say my show, but these two beautiful people staring at me, they help me out. You got Howard Hyland on my left, Arena Davinsky on my right. As I look out at both of them across the board, they are my audience. They're all I got.
And a wink and gun at you too, sir.
I see. Hey, governor. You want us on Twitter? I'm at Papa's Basement. Howard, he's at What the F and Heezy. And you're like, how the F do I spell that? Howard, say it.
It's their problem to figure it out. Like, if you can't spell that.
I like that. Even, I don't know if you have the bait to pull that off. It's like me, if I'm at a Christmas party in, like, a stained sweatshirt and these short shorts, and there's a girl I like, and you're like, why don't you go talk to her? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make her come to me.
Exactly.
I'm not working with the proper bait to be coy and alluring in that situation. But, you know, if that's how you want to play it, maybe it'll pan out. Maybe a story for the grandkids.
I mean, if I get a raise at some point, you know, maybe I'll start spelling it out for people.
I will take your current salary and multiply it 100-fold.
Oh, Christmas bonus.
Yes. In fact, you could put a nice little exponent next to it. How's
Happy
that?
Happy Christmas. Thank you,
geometric
John.
Increase in a that salary.
Is, can you gift wrap mine in little G-Star wrapping paper?
With the little highs on it? Or do you want Stars of David?
It's the high holidays.
Kyle. Arena, you want to get a hold of the girl? You want to flirt? You want to follow her? She'll follow back. You can DM each other. And then be like, hey, can I see him?
We can tweet. On the weekend.
I'm not promising anything. Yeah, and then maybe you botch and like you actually broadcast to everyone a crotch shot, something like that. You Anthony Wiener.
Oh, that's accidentally definitely coming in the future.
Is it?
I accidentally.
I can't wait. Exactly. And you do like an at instead of a DM. I'm looking forward to that. But if you want to get in early on that, you're like, I want this to happen to me. I want to be the guy she botches it with. She's at Girl Knows Sports.
I do have a sweet rack.
Exactly. It's true. It's true.
It's on camera right now.
I don't have the camera set up, but the shirt's see-through, and you can see a black bra through it. It's a sexy look. Girls should do it more. You know why it's sexy? It's vaguely slutty. Not too slutty. Not wiping the corners of your mouth. Smelling like the ocean brine.
It's risque.
Yeah, exactly. Risque. That's French for slutty. I like it. I think we're all wrapped up with the intro.
Intro's done.
Done.
Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Is that correct?
We'll sneak that in there.
All right.
We'll just the tip.
I
the
see
Facebook
you on Instagram,
site.
Too.
I've been screwing around Instagram. What is it? Instagram.com/Papa's Basement. There's nothing show related there, really. It's just me tweeting the little horrible kittens I own that
they're
fart
so cute.
Like truckers.
Ew.
It's really funny to see a new Instagrammer because they're all like excited about it and they like Instagram a few times a day. And you're like, oh, I used to do that.
Yeah, I used to care. It's just, it's pictures. It's Twitter, but pictures only, right?
Yeah.
And you can caption your picture, but that's about it.
People can like leave a comment or like it. It's awesome.
Can't they love it? I love this picture. I thought that's
no.
It must be the greatest tool
like
of
the
hot girl
of that,
ever.
Cold Stone.
Just like, I don't have to mention anything. I'm a really big retard, so that's okay. But here are my T's. Like, if I were a Playmate, I would not. A Playmate Twitter account, speaking of computer porn and Wi-Fi and stuff, those are boring, depressing things. They're every Aww. Bit as dumb as you think they're going to be. All you do is click on their pictures and flip through that. And I don't even know if they're allowed to show nudity. So it's like a girl you saw naked in a magazine, and it's like, here's me with a hand bra, boys. You're like, what the sh-? Didn't say it.
I have a good
didn't say it.
I have a good Facebook page for you.
What?
Facebook.com/bigbootyfemales.
Big booty females. Isn't that my website?
I was gonna say
that's more Howard Highland style.
Howard maintains
no,
that.
No, I think Howard's
the
would love
admin.
It.
She knows that I appreciate a good ass too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You don't
it's
have
an
the corner
asset.
Of that market. Oh, that was
way.
Oh, now there have been two tragedies in the past 24 hours.
Oh. I had to take a Valium last night. I couldn't handle that. It was too much. I was like, this little...
Yeah, I got 3 hours of sleep last night.
So. Are you?
Yeah.
I guess we have to start talking about...
It felt like 9/11. I'm not going
to
lie.
The shooting that happened in Connecticut. And before we get to that...
I don't think you have to really bring up details or anything. I think everybody knows.
Like... There might be people listening on Monday who are like just walking into work, not a care in the world. We need to be the
They've
ones
been
to break
all
their
weekend.
Hearts.
No, I don't think we should go into it, but we can talk about like
Arena before the show. You said we need to get into things in more detail, and I agree. We're a little
I agree,
too
but
flighty.
Not funny things, not bad things. We're here to make the bad go
we
away.
We can dig the funny out of anything.
We're here to open up that little box in your head with imagination in it and fill it with glitter and ponies. And cookies.
No, that's...
And if you're John, naked lady.
It doesn't work like that. That's... You're trying to put out an oil fire with a water gun. It's just... There's too much evil in here. You can't dump a unicorn in it, and it'll get all better. It just
if
doesn't work
that way. If vaginas and nipples are evil, that's what your head is filled with.
I thought we were going to take advantage of John's many years of psychotherapy and just talk about it.
Oh, there's so much. There's so much.
Did you major in therapy, or you went to a lot of it?
Oh, a little column A, a little column B. Yeah.
All of the above.
Everything.
I performed therapy on some ladies. I was like, lay on my couch and exactly. Go to sleep, and you'll wake up, you'll feel much better.
You can see all of my therapeutic work at castingcouch.com.
Don't mind the white stains.
Before we proceed, it's weird this happened because I know we're not known for guests. We've literally only had Colin Kane on because original Nickster booked him for us.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, you guys really need guests. Here you go. And that was sweet of her. And we've promptly not had guests for 2 years since.
Right.
This is going to be hard to believe. I booked Tom Hanks for today.
What?
And I let him go because we've got some things to discuss on the show.
Tommy! Oh, Tommy boy.
We almost believe you. We almost believe you.
We got some things to get out there, but I just wanted to say we're going to talk Castaway, Forrest Gump, even the early stuff.
Did you cast Tom Hanks?
A little Joe versus the volcano.
Man with
some
the
bachelor
one red
party.
Shoe.
Yeah. He didn't want to just be dramatic Tom Hanks.
Did
he
you like book Tom Hanks at your house this week? Or something.
Yeah, well, his wife is Greek, so all of us know each other, just like black people.
He's married to Rita Wilson, is that right?
Yeah, she's Greek.
She's fine.
I'd certainly bang the mother of Colin.
I love him. You know she's a grandmother now.
Really? A gilf?
Colin Hanks gilf. Has like a 3-year-old or something at this point.
That's creepy. You know so much about Colin.
I really fell in love with him in Orange County.
Mm.
I just look at him, and it's like... You look like your dad, but hit with a Down syndrome stick.
Wow.
He's not cute, but like he's a really good actor and he's like good people.
I don't remember his performances doing much. I wanted to screw Sissy Spacek's daughter in Orange County.
Was that her daughter?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that is the coal miner's daughter's daughter.
Wait, is that the girl in Californication? No. Right?
No. The famous girl in Californication, novice masturbator, is the daughter of Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon and Sissy Spacek, I always get confused.
Yeah. Is it... I wanted to say the daughter's name's Ione Sky, but that was just a different person from the 80s who was married to MCA, I think. Ione Sky is the one from Say Anything. She has the boombox of Peter Gabriel played to her by one John Cusack.
I would like to point out the song In Your Eyes. I changed the word eyes to thighs, and it's so much better.
Oh.
It makes that entire scene really hilarious.
I just thought it was like an apology for not telling her to shut him before he went off. Just like, she's like, you son of a bitch.
In your thighs.
And for oh, no, Howard, I can't hear you sing that. No offense.
For a week, it looks like she lost a pet. She's like, why are you so sad? I'm not sad.
In your thighs.
In your thighs. All right. That's really nice.
Well, Howard, as a black man, you would just be that weird Senegalese guy who just is completely added. Because in the mid-80s, we had to put anything African in a white British guy's work. It was just like, we used to invade you and steal you and pillage your women and country. Sorry about that, old chap.
Actually,
sing
I'm planning
some tribal crap for us.
21st century remix of that, except it's going to be called Who Wants to Sex Mutombo? Who wants to sex Mutombo?
Anyone who wants a good laugh, Google that phrase. Apparently, it's bad times out there. Google Who Wants to Sex Mutombo.
Who Wants to Sex Mutombo will brighten your day just for at least 5 minutes.
No, it's not a song he did. It's just
It's actually something that Dikembe Mutombo used to say at parties at Georgetown.
Yeah, he would just walk in like an effing rock star. He would just go, Who wants to sex Mutombo?
He denies it, though. So if you ask him about it, he'll be like, no, you made that up. That's not true.
If your name is Mutombo, wouldn't you do that, too?
I say, Who Wants to Sex Papa Giorgio? And I just hear a chorus of rape whistles. It sounds like a marching band.
It's like a Corona commercial times 20 with the wind blowing over the top.
So we got to get down to brass tacks here.
All right.
You know, as responsible members of the media.
Yeah.
Which we are, technically.
I guess.
Yeah.
The AP called. Weird? They said we're hired.
Live. We're live.
We talk. We get to discuss things until the man comes and shuts us down.
Look, I know what you're about to talk about, so I got to grab this delicious treat and start eating, emotionally eating.
Yeah. Don't talk about those treats. That was a friend and listener, Desiree, who was like, hey, I baked this crap. I'm sending it your way. You guys eat some. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Thank
it's delicious.
You. They're fantastic.
I ate 3/4 of a pound of these. They're called Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Bars. It's just a peanut butter base with chocolate on top. I've been eating them maybe 4 a day
Good
for
Lord.
Like 3 days now.
That's a wonderful.
You just decided
that's
to
a wonderful
feeling.
I've gained 3 pounds. Yeah. Like, I feel gross and unhealthy. Like in ways, I don't know what's wrong.
This needs to not be next to me.
Yeah, I just don't have willpower. Like if bad food is there, I simply can't eat good food. Like I blame video games for that. You know how video games, that's just where I get my concept of nutrition, I suppose. It's like you're in Final Fight or Bubble Bobble, and it's like, oh, a piece of cake dropped from the heavens. Eat it. You've restored a quarter of your health.
Do the kids know what Bubble Bobble is?
I don't know. They need to. Bobble's amazing.
I
think Super Smash Brothers Brawl, then.
Oh, man.
It's just like, a pizza fell from the heavens. Eat it, Kid Icarus. All your health's restored. And that's what I know to eat.
Eat a mushroom. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a
You'll
massive lollipop. You'll gain your health back and earn a magical power. You fat F. Enjoy. So I've been choking those down. Even before the shootings transpired in Connecticut, and I would, in theory, need like a comfort food.
You've been eating your feelings all week.
Exactly. Yeah. I was ahead of the curve. I was just like, I think something bad might happen, and I'm going to be safe, damn it.
Sugar and butter in my bloodstream.
Yeah, I didn't hear too much about it as it broke. Everyone knows by now, but we'll just give a recap because that's the responsible thing to do. Assume nothing in broadcasting.
Ironically, I do think like one of the things we should address is like the excess of information on social media, and you know, I guess we're all used to cable news. Just
we're
going
to get to
every story.
We're going to get to it.
It's like
that's why I almost
though.
Feel like we shouldn't recap
this story. is my Waffle House hash browns, Howard. I've got it smothered and I've got it covered.
Can we just do a quick gist of it, though? Because I don't think people need to know that much.
I'm not going to talk exit wounds. It'll be 5 seconds, okay?
Right. Go.
A dude, mentally disturbed, we can assume.
24 years old?
20.
20.
20.
Okay. I guess we have to tell because nobody
knows. A wee babe. Yes. He went to the school his mom was employed by, shot 20 kids and 6 faculty members and then himself, and everyone has been trying to cope since because who shoots kids, man?
He had already killed his mom. By the time he got to the school, she was dead at the house.
The mom was in Hoboken. Was that it?
No, they lived
in Connecticut,
a few miles away from that school.
Who got killed in Hoboken? His brother?
Nobody. His brother is from there. He got it taken. The names got mixed up, and at first,
what is his name, by the way?
The guy who did it was Adam Lanza. And the guy whose brother it was Ryan Lanza.
I didn't want to get that out there because I was going to say that was me being a responsible member of the media and trying not to glorify this guy. Actually, it's just the Wi-Fi being down, and I don't like typing on my little iPhone.
Well,
it hurts my thumbs.
The important thing is they took his brother into custody in cuffs, thinking he might know something. I felt so bad for his brother. He's an accountant in Hoboken. Like, he's 24. He's got his shit together.
He's a 24-year-old.
And
okay.
It's okay. It's a tragedy. We're all a little flustered. You can... I feel bad for, like, things my brother does to, like, girls I know. I can't imagine if he were a murderer.
Yeah.
That would be slightly more embarrassing.
And he just lost his mom, too, and he's, like, getting handcuffed.
Yeah.
Taking
it's maybe the least of his worries on the day. Don't get me wrong. It's pretty much his family is down
the
pooper
at this
point.
Just now, like, all that happened, and now you're getting handcuffed. It's just, like, really bad.
Like, as of the time we're, like, recording this, there's a lot of stuff that's still up in the air because they're not releasing, like, identities and, like, from what I understand, I don't know exactly, like, what was the mother's role at the school? I keep hearing that, like, mixed reports on that.
Yeah, so I don't.
It's
really
all up in
there.
The air until Monday. The police are being pretty tight-lipped because they're trying to be respectful.
And
so,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Let the families who actually lost people sort it out. We don't need to know. I'm sorry. This isn't, like, the Normandy landing or 9/11. This is personal stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't get your little info bite for a day or two, good. Pound off. Do something with your kids. Oh, I'm getting the wrap it up, B. The wrap it up, B. You better wrap that ass up, B, from Arena.
I will repeat something really funny my friend said. When Obama gave his speech and he teared up and he was like wiping the tear away from his eye but like flicking away with his finger,
mm-hmm.
My friend goes, that's how a pimp cries.
Oh, really? It reminded me of the end of, what was the Jamie Kennedy movie? Where he's a white kid acting black.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that movie's...
It really didn't. But that heartfelt scene where all the black people are crying because a reunion with his dad or something like that?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
I just remember Terry Crews getting moved to tears by seeing Jamie Kennedy and thinking about his own dad and going, man, I got to give that N-bomb a call.
Did he do the cry where he...
He did the pimp flick, yeah.
Pimp flick the tear.
He might have done it two-fingered, too. Just one on each. Just like windshield wipers. Ka-ping. Any other direction. When this stuff happens, the first thing I'm going to say, and this is weird on my part, I guess, because you've been bowled over by it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You seem very stressed about it.
I'm up and down.
For whatever reason with me, if I don't have a direct connection to a tragedy, it doesn't phase me a ton. And it's not, I'm not saying it to like sound cold or to downplay how horrible it is that like all these kids died. It's just for whatever reason, if I don't have a personal stake in it, I'm like, kids die, man. And they shouldn't die that way. And it's just people die.
I understand. I totally hear you because like I wish I could be like that. And I think there was times, but like the Aurora thing, I didn't really feel any.
Ooh, we got a caller. I don't like
is
that.
Is it Tom Hanks?
It's probably Maria Hanks, a.k.a. my mother.
So, yeah.
Hello?
I wish I could deal with it like that.
Hi, happy holiday, happy Saturday.
Oh, hi.
Hello, how are you?
It's not your mom.
No, who is this?
It's
caller,
a real
identify yourself.
Oh, no, I live in Herndon, Virginia.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm my first time caller.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We really don't have callers. You're definitely a first-time caller. What can I do for your friend?
I'm sorry, what, sir?
I said, what can I do for you?
Oh, no, it's just I'm a painter, so I like to paint and draw. I've been painting for many years, and I like to, and so I've been painting, taking art classes.
Okay.
What kind of stuff do you paint?
Oh, just paint stuff like landscapes.
What can we do, sir? What do you want to add to the conversation?
Conversation. There was a pretty tragedy about yesterday about that gunman killed 20 children, right?
Yeah.
And all those other killings, like Virginia Tech, Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
I think people like that, they want to be famous in life.
That is certainly a thought. I'm going to let you go, caller. Thank you for that, though. Morgan Freeman tweeted something about that. He was like, I'm not going to discuss it because every time the media glorifies these guys, then it just creates the next copycat. I was going to be a dick and say, caller, why don't you paint a picture of a good call? But you know what? He got there at the end.
He did get there.
Yeah, caller. So thank you. And go to inpapasbasement.com. No, he was. He was.
Thank you for calling and listening.
It's our fault for not having call screeners and things like that who can actually catch him up and
I
be like,
to know
this
more
is
about
the topic.
His
That's his name. Caller, you know what? Get a hold of me at inpapasbasement.com. We can discuss your stuff on air.
Maybe post a link on your website.
Bam. Yeah, exactly. Just go to inpapasbasement.com. Find
Howard,
our email addresses there.
Enough marketing.
What? I'm just trying to spin something good out of this tragedy.
We found it.
Why do you want to dwell on the negative?
We found an artist out of all this.
Talking about John just being like, there's the practical effect of what these tragedies actually have on our lives. Because for me, I think about constantly, like, if this had been the 19th century, mm-hmm. I would have woken up this morning, would have seen a front page.
The kids would have been shot with muskets.
And it just would have been like,
forever.
Yeah.
It just would have.
Hold still. Damn you, black powder.
Yeah, it's just, you wouldn't have found out till the next day, and it would have been like one news story. There probably wouldn't have been a picture of anything except maybe the governor.
News was incredibly slow to disseminate.
And
until not that long ago. I mean, people look at CNN and the Gulf War back in 1991 as when this kind of 24-hour news cycle, we got to cover it all day, every day, stuff started. But for me, it was the internet that kind of really transformed it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what's been really pissing me off lately? Like,
what?
Every single person posting thoughts and prayers going out. There's only two replies. There's thoughts and prayers, and I was shaken to my core, and I hugged my kid. And it's not bad that people say that. I'm glad you have human empathy and you're not sociopathic, but you're not a head of state. You know what I mean? Like, your previous status was, totally ate a burger, it was delish, teehee. No one cares really what you add to the conversation. No one cares what I say, and I have a show and a website and crap like that, but I still don't matter. You just have a Facebook page. You really don't matter.
Going back to the flip side of what you were saying.
No, I'm just saying it. Like, no one's going to assume, if you don't say these things, that you are for the killing of children.
Right. And here,
I think people just needed an outlet.
This
is one of those things where you just need to talk to other people about it.
I just think, for me, it's a lot of, like, grasping at, like, we have this weird need to be near death sometimes.
I don't know about that.
It's this big forbidden thing, and it's like we have to associate ourselves with tragedy. Like,
I think it's more like we want to do something to make it not happen again.
No, people really
don't. We need to come together and work to do that, and I think people just want to find some way to help when things like this happen. We do. You don't. You're not human.
No,
feelings.
If I told you you could really end gun violence by putting in 20 hours a week at some sort of support group, you would burn out on it. That's just life. Like, people don't want to end these things if it requires effort of them. They want to. Do you remember Coney?
Yeah.
People don't care anymore.
That guy got so stressed out, and he ruined the whole thing because he went crazy. Do you remember that? He went streaking on drugs.
Well, he's a weird dude to begin with. Like, he was part of a boy band, whoever did that Coney video. And then he got really famous overnight because Coney went viral. But people don't want to fix these things. Well, they would if they could do it like that.
That's what,
like,
legislatures are for.
The same way they don't want to do much beyond a Facebook post or a tweet saying, this stuff is bad. You know what? It's horrible.
In all seriousness, though, I think what's going to happen is people are going to call their congresspeople, their state legislators.
I think even that. Like,
I don't think
you're
people
talking,
know they need to know to do that. You know, because you went to law school, but that's the problem. People want to be able to do what they can. They don't know they can do things bigger than just putting up a Facebook
I
post.
I think the drop-off between people who conveyed sentiments of, like, I was rocked to my core by this, and those who even get on a Facebook page of their congressman, never mind getting off their ass to send snail mail or leave a voicemail, just the people who would leave a post saying, this needs to change because of what happened. Like,
people,
you're talking,
do it. We're so connected
2%
to,
of the Facebook population.
We're so connected to, like, technology now. You could do all
you're,
that.
Have you done it? And I'm not throwing you in
know.
Particular.
I had no
bus.
Idea. I want to know.
Exactly.
What
people
we
are
do
either ignorant
anything.
Of it or lazy about it. And that's just.
But it's not just that.
Howard, you were shaken by it. Did you do anything? Like, have you done anything yet? God damn it. Another caller.
You don't have to
bastard.
Take it. Can you see who it is first?
No, I can't.
John is like the guy who will let like the Jehovah's Witnesses into his house
yeah,
Saturday morning.
Will. Maybe they got a good story. Caller, go ahead.
Nah, no good story. I just wanted to say I love the show. I ran to the Congress. Those guys won't pay attention to you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to ask you, hey, if you guys can, post a picture of you guys on the Facebook page or on in Papa's basement so I can see what everybody looks like. I'm just curious.
Okay.
I've listened to you guys for a couple months.
Aww,
really?
Thanks.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I like you guys. I like that arena's back.
Yeah.
It kind of sucked a few weeks back. Sorry.
Hey, thank you. I agree with that. That's fine.
That's awesome.
You know, it's a great show. I listen to it every Saturday on the TV show.
All right. Well, thank you. So, have a good one.
If you would, just go ahead and post a picture. I'd appreciate it.
We'll do it.
We
take
will.
Care, sir.
I'm have the attractive one.
Take care. Bye.
Check is in the mail. My God. I'm all flustered.
Yeah. You are blushing.
My legs are spread.
We got treats. We got two phone calls.
I'm such a slut. It's like, tell me more. How am I great again? So remind, we have to put up a picture on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Only the most common sense move ever. You
let
can
Howard,
go to Facebook.com.
Let Howard do his makeup first, please.
Actually, I'm wearing makeup right now.
What?
I did a photo shoot before I came over here.
You're always in a photo shoot. When did you sign with like L Models or whatever? Ford model Howard Highland.
L Models. I got
see
a little foundation.
A
evened out the skin. I'm looking purdy.
Yeah. Your skin tone is actually looking kind of even.
Yeah. No, it's not at
I
all.
I hope that I picture you take winds up on like the box of a Korean gay sex doll.
That
would make me happy.
I'm sorry, but your sweater looks like it smells like the back seat of a cab.
Yeah, it looks like a cabbie seat. You look like you skinned a cabbie's chair.
This is,
and
this
then
is,
used the pelt to make your clothing.
This is from the Steve Harvey collection, so if you take issue with this, you're taking issue with my...
Your man?
Yeah.
You're going to drop your N.
My king.
Where did you pick up a Steve Harvey collection item?
K&G. I represent for K&G Clothiers.
You're
going to
say K and Mart.
They do always have the colorful suits at K&G.
K&G.
Like you're about to go sign your NBA contract.
Howard just needs to embrace his black side and just dress like Deion Sanders accepting an ESPY.
Hit a purple suit.
Yeah, just purple like, suit, yeah. With like yellow, little yellow trim to it or something like that.
Shave your head, put a nice sheen on it.
Yeah, pretty much look like Grimace or the Joker.
I mean, but do you seriously want to know what I was doing as far as like my reaction in the last, like, 24 hours, because I've been limiting my social media.
Yeah, I do, because the extent that I've been into it, I've watched CNN for roughly 10 or 15 minutes while my mom was there and just getting real flustered, and I knew that in that span of time, I could have a show's worth of things to bitch about in the coverage, and boy, did I get it. And I've seen Facebook with people just like, you know, I'm shocked and devastated, and it's like, okay, you're not going to do much beyond that. And that's fine. You're human. That's what I'm saying. These things are beyond our mental scope. Like, in terms of this happened elsewhere, I don't really know what to change. What you were touching on. Like,
but people,
the whole congressman.
People feel like they want something to happen. And one of the things that is coming up and
they
people
do,
are getting upset about
kids
the politics. People are already talking politics about this. And to me, some of that is grief. Where, you know, people are like, I want to do something right now, and the only way I know how to do something is to talk gun control, to talk, like, improving mental health care. And so these are the trending topics right now. People are like, oh, we need to, like, come up with, like, mental care facilities that treat people better, and we need to come up with, like, questionnaires that, like, gun owners have to fill out.
Sorry, I
was thinking the
you
best
said
way.
Do something, and I just started humming Britney in my head. I know Arena was there with me.
I was like, hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, and wait, what?
Another number. This is disgusting. These are three different calls, I think.
Whoa. Yeah.
This is unprecedented.
We're on fire. What is going on?
People care about topics that aren't just me. Caller, what's up?
Yeah, I have a question, sir.
Sure.
Can a psychopath be miserable? Can they be miserable?
I think they can have like an approximation of it. I think they can feel pain.
Wait, did you say miserable or miserable?
Miserable. Why are you harassing someone called
I didn't know. I was like, what does that mean?
What's a miserable? Is that like Les Miserables, like a dancer in the background
it's
of
French
that?
It's French for miserable.
A miserable. Okay. Yeah.
Miserable means, you know, I'm talking, but hopefully you know I'm expressing myself correctly.
I know what miserable means. Yeah, I thought you said miserable.
No,
like,
you're...
That's a word I don't know.
You're just being a prick, Arena.
I'm just Russian. I don't speak a lot of English.
Who's the ass on the show now, honey?
I don't speak a lot of English.
Yes, yeah.
English is my second language, so I'm trying to do my best.
Oh, no, no.
Mine too,
I wasn't
actually.
Making fun of you. You asked, can they feel like a really bad negative feeling?
Yeah. What's the word again? I said
miserable.
Yeah, it means your language, your English.
Yeah, miserable is fine, or like depressed or something like that. Yeah, but miserable works just fine.
That kid was definitely miserable.
What does miserable mean in the dictionary? What does it mean?
Miserable is, well, I mean, literally full of misery. And caller, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for bringing up that topic. We'll discuss
it.
Yeah. Can a psychopath, someone without feeling, feel bad? I guess so. It's the same way, like, if you poke a sea anemone, it'll at least react to getting
poked. I think
all
they feel is bad. Like, that's why they're in that state. Like, misery is, honestly, I did think that guy said miserable, and it just was a word I didn't know. So I apologize.
I didn't realize
he was
English second language. He sounded like a fluent English speaker.
English is my second language, too.
There's a nice
you would
word
never
choice.
Know.
Yeah, John was making fun of Irina for being a second language.
No, I was making fun of Irina because she's on the show. He's like, you have nothing better to do. Look at you. Hold on. I have to call, screen, produce, and host.
Yeah, why don't you get on it? We need an intern,
we
obviously.
We need a twit turn to run our Twitter.
It's so easy, too. The last time I put out to get a hostess, like, I can't even tell you how much hot college trim from George Mason was like, I want to do the show. And I'm like, no,
but I won.
This is going to end really badly.
I killed all those girls. They're in a closet somewhere.
So to answer the question, I think a psychopath, the thing that defines them, they can easily feel their own emotions. They can't feel anyone else's. And you can't identify.
Oh, who does that sound like?
Oh, me. Like literally what I was just saying earlier.
Do you look at a lot of porn, John?
Have you listened to the show?
Do you seclude yourself? I'm trying to do the questionnaire so I could see what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to sprint out of here and play Smash Brothers for 4 hours and then eat pancakes alone at an IHOP.
Well, at least you're doing that. I don't think psychopaths go alone to IHOP to eat
they
pancakes.
They hate syrup. But
the sweet stuff.
The psychopath lacks empathy, I believe. You can certainly feel your own emotions. I don't think they're clueless about what's going on with themselves. It's you can't identify what I feel is what someone else feels.
There's a dissonance with the reality of the world around you.
Yeah. It would be like if I got shot, I'd be like, holy hell, this sucks. And if Howard got shot, I'd be like, ha ha, look at the blood.
Yeah.
Now, do you think we feel more for it because we watched like too much coverage?
Oh,
or
hold on. What's up? What's up, Paul? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Guys, you should not have food or drink in here. Mm-hmm. So put away your agua and your food and whatever. Crap, where were we? That derailed me like a bomb.
How did they know?
I don't know. You walked by and saw your junk out. Yeah. I thought we were allowed to have water bottles, but whatever. That's no one cares about that at home. Let's get back on track here.
They must have seen what Howard does to the microphones.
Why, do you leave it like all assy coffee breath smelling?
I fart into them.
I leave the wind guard, the pop shield, smelling like an Irish Glen. you smell that you want to bottle the scent and get rich off it.
My farts smell like kimchi, which is amazing.
You are a pig, a Korean pig.
Oh. Fermented cabbage in your eye.
Oh my God, that's enough. I'm gonna Russian cabbage in both your faces.
Oh no. I don't like our ethnic fart battles. They are gross.
But I'm saying, like, we're gonna see some like response based on how people are reacting emotionally at this moment. I think some of what we're actually hearing are things that people are gonna try to push in the next week and more.
Well, it's funny because that's a lot of NRA people, pro gun folks, are like, oh, we can't discuss it. It's way too fresh emotionally.
I think that's
you like
true,
how I'm trying to sound like big voiced while I'm holding in a burp or like trying to scare it up while he rebuts.
The thing is, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? That's, like, another reason why I think people don't go to their government, because they're like, they think they have like 10,000 things already on their list, and then they're like, what are they going to do that they haven't already done?
As disconnected as I feel from the shooting, the government, like, you might as well be describing Zeus on Mount Olympus to me. Like, that's how connected I feel to that stuff. It's nothing.
That place.
Yeah. The government just exists to take my money and screw me, I mean, and do nothing good for me.
They're going to react, but it's not to necessarily, like, react in order to fix things. It's going to be react to
win
quash
win
public
votes.
Clamoring for something, anything. So there's going to be action taken, and the whole debate is going to be, like, what's actually going to work.
Hey, didn't the Greek Empire, like, grow so much because they used to tell people they had to pay a tax so they can get, like, anger the gods and stuff?
I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
You're Greek. Come on.
Yeah, I'm Greek, like, starting with my dad coming over from Greece in the 70s. I can tell you about, like, horrible Greek 8-track tapes.
That's how I feel amazing. Now, except for Zeus is the healthcare system. And they're like, give us your 40% of your paycheck, or you're going to anger Obama.
Or you'll
anger
get the
Obama.
Thunderbolt from the sky. Yeah, it's... There's a lot going on right now that angers me. It's on one side online. You go to your Facebook, you go to your Twitter, but especially Facebook, because everyone's status is staying there. Twitter, they've already said their piece, and by now they're discussing, I don't know what the hell, sporting events on. Maybe the latest NBA game.
There's still a little hangover from this. It's Saturday. I mean, by
There's
tomorrow, we'll have some.
By Sunday, it will be people talking about how many yards did Megatron get on their Facebook. That's it. And that's true. And that's
fine.
My friend's
thing is already see Madskins fans. I guess he's going to the game tomorrow.
That's just being human. I just wish people were like, they embraced that and didn't feel the need to like say this stuff, spout it off online. Because the other reaction is a bunch of people who are really into the gun stuff. Because you have those who are just taking the middle of the road approach. And they're like, this was horrible. Then you have the guys who are like, this is a maddening gun tragedy. Guns need to be melted. Like that episode of Treehouse of Horror. Where Simpsons, they wish for world peace, and they throw all the guns in the foundry, and then the world is taken over by the aliens, Kodos and Kang, with a board with a nail in it. Like, that's what they want to happen. And then the other side is like, dude, we need guns. If only someone with a gun was in the school, this would all be averted. We need more guns, not less guns.
I think if...
Howard, were you looking at your nails, or were you gesturing?
No,
you
like, I'm
add?
Just... I'm actually, like... generally pretty favorable towards like gun owners' rights, but like in this situation, when I hear people who are advocating for more gun control, I'm like, that's a natural grief response.
I think
I'm not going
to
hold
look at all
it
your medical
you.
History before you're allowed to get one.
Well, it's not even that. According to the reports, this kid got the guns from his parents. Like his
they
parents
said they
passed screening.
Similar to his parents, like guns.
Really?
That's
like I took a car similar to my mom's 2000 Taurus and wrapped it around a tree. It probably was hers.
Yeah, they hadn't confirmed that they were his, but if that was the case, those people are idiots for not locking their stuff up.
I think it's nice to talk about, hey, we're going to screen people with, like, mental problems, but how do you define that? Because I keep hearing people, like, what, are they supposed to pay for their own medical exam before they, like, go buy a gun?
Yeah, that's fine. Fine by me.
Who are these people that are conducting
it? I think the first thing to opening the dialogue is people need to be very honest about where they stand, like kind of on the political continuum when this comes out, like abortion. If you're like, hey, guess what? I'm pro-choice. That means you are also for killing babies. I hate when people are like, oh, I have to pretend it's not a baby. No, it is. And you're killing it. But that's fine. You're pro-freedom. If you're pro-life and you're like, oh, it's a baby. We got to protect it. Guess what? You're Republican and your whole belief system is like personal freedoms. But you're against this freedom because it's a freedom to kill that little baby. If you want to. And people want to act like, oh, it's you're not free to murder. No, that thing's...
You just derailed this train. Where
no,
are we going?
No, I'm going with it. If you are against guns, guess what? You're against a personal freedom.
That's true. I own like, guns. I shoot guns.
That's
I
cool.
What I'm doing. I've been trained. But most people out there, like this kid, even if he didn't get them from his parents and he just went to like Walmart... All they do, it's not that hard. I can't believe that. And I can't believe you can buy things like this. I like my mom's deal. Like, if
by this, you mean assault weaponry.
Automatic rifle. My mom was like, they should have to turn those in unless if you get caught with one, it's like a 5-year jail sentence, mandatory.
Here's what I'm going to – and first of all, I don't really dislike that as an idea whatsoever. I feel like if your guns are loose – and I'm kind of a freedom dude. Like, as much as I'm a bleeding, left-wing, huge pussy, like, I like freedom, too. I hate the government, man. I don't want them in my business. So if like I don't want guns off the street. I want bad illegal guns off the street. Oh my God, another caller. What the hell is this? Oh, finally she makes her appearance.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi. The guns were registered to the mother. The mother owned the guns. And so unfortunately, the argument against this, unbalanced people to buy guns. The mother's not unbalanced, but the son is. And the son probably fought her yesterday. I'm just guessing. This is my, hypothetical. And probably
it's always
the
son fighting her
guns,
mother.
Fighting
his mother with
what
you.
If the mother, if the buyer, if the person who purchases the guns passes the test, but those surrounding the buyer are not, are unbalanced.
I think if you don't protect your guns, you should be able to own
that's
a gun.
The whole thing.
If
and I
it gets out of your
it or
hands.
Not, I believe that if you want a nice gun, a little rifle, a hunting gun, that is good, or some small protection. These AKA things and Glocks, mm-hmm. I don't think they should be sold to people.
Yeah.
I agree. But I think those who love the sport, as they like to put it, in quotation marks.
Yes. The sport of killing a beast.
I mean, most people who go hunt deer are really good folk. They really are. I know quite a few of them.
Yeah.
And I can't see getting in the middle of that business. And I know, and I too, tend to be more liberal. We all know that.
No, but, we don't. You're not on the show.
I try to be balanced. I don't like identifying labels because, a little of this, a little of that, that's what makes
gay,
a human
straight,
being.
Whatever. It's all.
Yeah, but anyway, definitely we have to have something in place that doesn't allow maniacs to buy. But then again, what if somebody in your universe grabs your gun and they are not, sane?
I personally think you should be doing 20 years if a gun gets out of your grasp and, someone kills with it.
I don't believe in mandatory minimums.
In this mother's case?
Well, I'll let you go. That was just my bit.
All right,
anyway,
Mom.
The mother's name. She bought them.
Arena said thank you. Howard
thank
didn't.
You.
I guess you. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thank
yeah, because Arena's a sportster, right? She's a sportsman.
Yes.
At the NRA.
She hunts the most dangerous game of all, man. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. That's she who spawned me. It's like a Russian doll thing. I'm the little one that drops out of the big hollow wooden one. But getting back to your, why are you saying these things about abortion? I just feel if you're on the gun spectrum, you need to say...
I think it shouldn't be... I was actually talking to my friend about this earlier. I was like, I think we need more social responsibility.
And see, that's an easy thing to say. That's my problem with it. It's like, I wish people who are nuts got treatment.
And didn't buy guns.
No, for the... In sense of like,
I wish I had a hot bride right now.
Sexual health and going to abortion is the go to. And girls will just make jokes. They're like, oh, I'm getting a cleansing or something like that. And
who is that? I need to date her yesterday.
No.
I thought that was just a line from The Godfather.
Chelsea Handler, she's always joking about that. It's not a big deal. And I think that's changed a lot of girls' minds. Kind of going, you can be a guy, you can be slutty, you can not use protection. It's funny, haha, as long as you're going to be okay until something happens. And I'm like, oh, that message shouldn't be going out there.
Yeah, I think that's a crappy message. Honestly.
Even if she is joking, some people are going
to
be
Well, I'll get back to my thing, but yeah, just real fast. I totally think it's gross that women are sleeping around a lot lately and acting like it's an empowering thing.
And guys, too. Guys shouldn't do it either. It's not hot. We need to be
honestly,
more...
it really isn't. Yeah. And it doesn't say much good about the dude. Either. Both of these things come from a place of bad mental health. Mm. If you're a guy, you don't think much of yourself and you're proving yourself by the puzz you can conquer. And if you're a woman, you're just an idiot. you think you've defeated the system because you're throwing your stuff around like
and
a frisbee?
I think that's exactly what it is. A big part of it, at least.
It's like a banker just giving away money. And you're like, see, this goes both ways. No, it doesn't. You stupid bag of S. You have the thing we covet. You don't just give it away.
Oh, man.
So if you are for gun control, you just have to be like, you know what? I am cool with some freedom going down the crapper. I want people to just admit that. Michael Moore tweeted something yesterday, and I saw it retweeted a lot. He's like, yeah, NRA is against freedom, not for it. They're against you having the freedom to have your kids come home safe from school. And I'm like, go jerk one off, you piece of... I don't mind his movies. I agree with him
that
more than I
good,
disagree
though.
With him.
I mean, I see where he went
it's
with
just
that.
So emotional.
Yeah,
it's so emotional.
And it's posturing.
He's right, you know, like it's happened too many times where that
it
happens.
It has. And that's just people need to stop putting out like I'm all good, they're all bad.
The only Michael time Moore, something like this would happen in Europe or another country is if there's some sort of like government rebellious group that's like coming to like take over school, like in France a couple of years ago, and I know it happens in Russia a lot, surprise.
Yeah, no kidding. Russia. Russia's like the Wild West with today's technology. It's like I have those wet dreams of time traveling to like the Roman Empire with a Gatling gun and just taking it over. That's what Russia is.
Oh my God.
It's like caveman days with AKs.
Speaking of Western like laws, did you hear about that guy in New York City a couple days ago that was just walking near Central Park? He was visiting from LA. Dude comes up behind him, shoots in the head, gets in a car, drives off.
Yeah, I did.
Nobody sees him. I was like,
I heard about Opie and Anthony, my only news source.
I was like, if the guy who got shot from LA was wearing a white tracksuit without any underwear and the guy who shot him was wearing a leather jacket, it was definitely Russian mafia related.
I think they're both brothers.
Were they?
Yeah.
Aw.
Black Russians.
Bummer.
Not white Russians.
Hey.
Ooh, bad airplane.
There's
joke.
Black Russians. Maybe they were.
Really?
In my mind, they're still white or black Russian, whatever.
Where in what territory are they enslaved?
Oh, my God.
There are no black Russians that are free. I'm sorry. That's just not how it works in your homeland. I don't know what your parents taught you.
This guy I work with, actually, he loves, like, Russian culture. I think he dated a Russian girl for a while, and he's a brother, mm-hmm. and he's always,
is this the guy who's banging your cousin?
No.
Okay.
I know other black people. I know that's amazing to you.
Other black men banging white chicks.
So, I think he's, I don't know, I think he's single now, but whatever. Yeah, I'll tweet his picture if anybody wants to date him.
Okay.
but he was telling me that, like, he's heard some crazy things about Russians not liking black people, and I was like, I kind of believe it.
Why do you even need a rumor about that? It's just such a given. There's
well,
certain countries
this, like,
you hear,
really
and it's like, yeah,
story.
Black people would be hated there. Like China, I'm sure they'd hate black people there.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, my friend, he's black, and he went to Korea to visit his girlfriend, and another call. And he said everybody was really rude to him there.
Of course. Caller, what's up?
Hi, I'm the caller again. I have a question. Do psychopaths do they have sex?
Sir, we've already moved on. We don't really know. Well, do you have sex?
I'm gonna hang up, but I'm gonna figure out. He's not a psychopath. Thank you, caller.
Good night. I mean, goodbye.
Good night. You're putting him to sleep, Arena. Yeah, psychopaths have sex. I mean, Ted Bundy banged around. I mean, they do.
They might have already been dead, but he did.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they psychopaths bang. Again, because I think psychopath means I can't empathize with you, but all their urges and feelings are in place. So,
yeah, that was me.
It's weird.
Sorry,
I remember this crap.
That.
I guess I didn't sleep through every psych class. So,
some of it seeped in. Your teacher did a good job.
Yeah.
One thing that I do want to point out about, like, mental health care screening, like, to have the government deciding who's sane and who's
not. It's not going to work. I'm sorry. It's not going to work.
We have a long history in this country of classifying people as insane and either castrating them, sterilizing them, or just taking away their children is another one. And this has typically been a focus of the government against poor whites and minorities. There's a long history of this, and it's all been done under the guise of mental health, when in fact it's been applied unevenly towards society.
No,
because
it's a eugenics
the definition.
Thing.
Are you reading from a book?
No, I know what he's talking
what
about.
What did you just say?
They're
eugenics.
Kind of like,
yeah.
There was a time, like what, turn of the century, they're just like,
early
you know
20th
what,
century
you're not really desirable, don't need your seed clogging up the works, so we're going to snip you.
You're crazy. You're crazy because your skin is brownish and you're a mongrel, so we need to chemically sterilize you.
Look how good-looking people became.
So it's a big issue with
what's going on?
The definition of mental.
If the phone light keeps blinking in my face, I have an epileptic seizure. That's why I keep taking the
call. That's
calls.
Okay. Why
what's up,
you...
mommy?
Hi. No, I remember once in my father's restaurant there was
a Negro. Oh my!
Intellectual ability named Mary Jane, and she gave away her favors easily. And had
wait, there's a slutty retard in the Bluebird restaurant?
And she had many illegitimate children, and finally the government did sterilize her.
Wow.
I remember that.
I thought that was
60s, I think.
You thought Howard was full of it.
No.
Went on till the
70s. I didn't know it was that recent.
No, yeah. It lasted until the
70s. And she became a Catholic after that.
Mm. Wow.
Well, thank God, literally.
Wow. All right, Mom. Slutty. Slutty
I love
retards.
That your mom calls it her favors.
I'll tell you this right now, and then this is like the most
she
controversial.
She gave away her flower easily.
I'm never asking anyone for a favor again.
I'm telling you, like, if people are really going to push this, hey, we need, like, mental, like, screening for gun purchases, like, mm-hmm. the top groups are going to be affected are going to be poor whites and then, like, people of color. You know, like, it's really going to be applied unevenly towards
those that
society.
The man always lowers his boot down.
Whereas, let's flip it. Now let's start talking about, like, who is crazy among, like, upper-class white people, especially those conservatives who fight for gun rights. Let me ask you, like, what do you guys think? John, let me just ask you, because I know your answer to this. What do you think of a person, like, I'm going to put this on my screening. I want to put this question. So, when you talk to God, does he talk back? Do you think that person should have a gun?
No, I really don't. And that would get, like, all the evangelicals and stuff like that.
I think a certain former president named George W. Bush.
Yes.
God talked to him whenever he talked to God. And so is that how we're going to define the kind of person who can or cannot own a gun? This is why these tests are bogus to me.
And they're ambiguous and they're weird. Yeah. See, it's just you need to be honest about what you feel. The NRA, they're for, quote unquote, gun freedom. They need to say we're also cool with X amount of people dying a year because these guns are out there. And I'm fine with that if you just put it out there. The guys who are for gun control, if you're like, hey, everyone in America jerks their junk to the lube of freedom. And we're against that. We in some ways hate your precious American word of freedom because we want fewer people to die. Because I hate it when people argue if there were fewer guns out there, these people would still get killed somehow. That's a crock of crap.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you know the best example? Porn with me. I love porn, and you know why?
I really
because
should have
it's
talked
on
over
my,
that example.
My computer and my phone it's with so the much. Touch of a button. Yeah. And if I lived in the 70s and I had to get off my ass and go to a theater or buy a magazine,
I'd probably
be married with kids right now and like semi-sexually healthy.
So when you jizz, it's really just your penis crying for freedom.
Yeah. Exactly. But if you think like the ease of acquisition of a material and just having it out there does nothing to affect the final result, you're a dunce.
Oh, yeah.
As like- simple as that.
Virginia's legislature just legalized handgun sales in a way that's impacting New York. Basically, like, tons of people drive down from D.C., Maryland, New York to Virginia, buy guns, and they basically sell them on the black market in those states because you can't acquire handguns as easily in those places. Our legislature in Virginia just made it easier for people from out of state to buy handguns here.
Wow.
And it's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. I cannot think of a way to be a worse neighbor to your
Virginia's
fellow man.
Like such a weird country. It's just country. It's its own like.
It whenever it's I have country. Friends visit from out of state and they smoke, they buy cartons here.
Yeah,
it's like old school, friggin' Jimmy the Gent cigarette running.
My aunt
out of
used
here.
To drive from Jersey down to Virginia just yes. for day trips to buy cartons of cigarettes
because it would. You could justify the price of gas and tolls because that's how cheap our cigarettes are.
It's like $22 for a carton of like Marlboros.
Marlboro.
Oh my God.
I wish we had some more resolution here.
Well, I have to say, if white people are the problem with gun control, don't worry. Soon we're going to be like extinct because in a few years, like.
Everybody's going to look like me.
The Hispanic population is taking over and these
a
hybrids.
Korean
like,
that can
like,
dunk.
Highland over here. I'm going to start calling you Hybrid Highland. But, like, they're taking over. So, you know, all the people from that moved here from the Hispanic countries where they're gun control
the
laws.
Hispanic countries.
What do you call it? Latin America.
They just
sorry.
Shoot off their rifles to celebrate
yeah,
anything.
Like, their gun control laws are so good. So things are only going to look up for us.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I just pressed the outro button music, and it's not playing.
Maybe get laptop. Another caller. They can just close the show out for us.
No, they can just hum Surf Rider. Okay,
you
there
said
it
you
is.
Listen. I want to hear. Right. Oh, this is a test. If you can hum Surf Rider.
Well, don't forget, we have to put up a picture of us on the Facebook page. Yeah.
Okay.
You've been listening to a good. This, I guess, this is what a real radio show is like. We had callers something to talk
I gotta.
About.
I'm raising money for an awesome charity, Luke'sWings.org. They send families to be with their injured soldiers in the hospital during Christmas and the holidays.
That's good. Everyone could get behind that. You have to be a real piece of crap to hate that charity. What is it again?
Luke'sWings.org. Lukes.
And people can go there and just donate.
Yep, and it'll tell you all about it.
Arena actually does something about the things she cares about.
I'm actually going to
very
a
novel.
Fundraiser for them after the show.
There you
go. For you.
So
you guys should come.
If you want to get a hold of the good one, call her. I can't take you. I'm sorry. We're heading out now. If you want to get a hold of the good one, Arena, she's at Girl Knows Sports. Howard, the also somewhat good one, he's at What the F and Heezy. You want John Papa Giorgio? I'm the wicked soulless one as always. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. We also do it pretty much every Saturday live at fcac.org/WEBR, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think that's it. Inpapasbasement.com. Yes. Yeah. We're
peace
out of here.
Out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.